This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, final offering is Daf Mem Zayin. This was last week's blot, and this final offering I don't think is a major chiddush as we spoke it out, but I just show it to you inside because I think it's usually misquoted. If you have, again, a regular Gemara, if you could please turn to the Marsha on Daf Mem Zayin, because the Gemara said, Amem Zayin Amad Beis, that Naomi and Rus had a very extensive conversation. Naomi was trying to persuade Rus to refrain, to step back. So she tells Rus, you know, if you're going to become a Jew, you're not allowed to leave the Tchum. So Rus says, wherever you go, I'll go. Naomi says there's going to be an Isra of Yichud. So she says, wherever you sleep, I'll sleep. You're going to have to keep 613 mitzvahs. Your people is my people. And then she says, you're not going to be able to worship idols. So Rus says, Veloi kayach eloikai. So Marsha is bothered by the obvious question, what does Avodah Zarah have to do with Judaism? It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. That is the famous question of the Marsha. The Marsha is found on Daf Mem Zayin Omer Aleph in the Marsha, where the Gemara says, Maidiyin Oysa Mitzvahs Kalois Mitzvahs Chamurois. And what's an example of Mitzvahs Chamurois? The Marsha says, Hainu Isser Lon Avodah Zarah. Frekta Marsha, Bechlau Zayin Mitzvahs Noyachim. Vegam Ho'ide Kechoma Misin Aleha. Question, what does she mean that if you become a Jew, you're not going to be able to serve Avodah Zarah? She wasn't allowed to serve Avodah Zarah as a guy. Says the Marsha, Ve'efshir de'omar lei lefi Shabbas Malachimat. What she meant was, you are a daughter of a king. And if you ever revert back from being Jewish, you're going to go back to Chutz La'aretz. And somebody who leaves Eretz Yisrael, it's like worshipping idols. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin? It says about David. David wanted to serve idols. What does that mean, he wanted to serve idols? So some of the Mefarshim say he wanted to leave Israel. Because someone who lives in Israel is doimek misha yesh lo eloika. And someone who lives in New York, it's like they have no eloika. Or anywhere, it's not only New York. Even wherever you might be. The Gemara says living outside of Israel is like you have no God. Living in Israel is like you have a God. So leaving Israel is like Avodah Zarah. So that's what she meant. If you're now that you become Jewish, you're not going to be able to leave the Holy Land. But there's a famous Aruch Lener. And the reason I'm doing this is because all the years I thought it was the Marsha, because I never saw it inside, and I relied on people who said it was the Marsha. And I should have known better than to rely on people who quote the Marsha. But that's the Marsha's question, it's not the Marsha's answer. It's the Aruch Lener's answer. The Aruch Lener says like this. Gam ama shehizkira iser avodah zarah, v'chein pasuk ha-rambam shemazkirim leger iser avodah zarah. That which Naomi mentioned to Rus, the Isra of Avodah Zarah, and the Rambam paskins halach l'maisa, that when you talk to a ger, you tell him about the Isra of Avodah Zarah, yesh lahakshus, you can ask, the gam ben noyach muzal Avodah Zarah, ken kvar hiya muto alav Isra b'giyusai. What does this stand for? The Achar Ion, maybe after analysis, where you see Shagam Hamarsha Bechidusha Agadois, Hikshakain, the Tirates Vedoichek, Vanias Daiti Yeshloimar, the Isser Shituf Avoidazara Neschadeshla, Achar Gerusa, the Benoyach Enemetsuva Allah Shituf, Kamasha Kosova Tois of the Sanhedrin. Enechanami Goyim cannot believe in Avoidazara, but could you believe in one God? That's a father, a son, and a Holy Ghost. Is that Avodah Zarah? So Tosfos and Shas seems to say that Goyim are not mitzuve on Shituf. Yes, for a Jew, Christianity is Avodah Zarah. But for a Goy, Shituf is not Avodah Zarah. As long as you believe in one God, even if he has partners and there's a whole board, having a board is only Avodah Zarah for Jews. For Goyim to have a board up there, That's that's okay. Now, that is the Shita of the Aruch HaNer, that Goyim are allowed to believe in Shituf. That is based on Tosfos. However, the Noi de Behuda happens to disagree with this Aruch HaNer. And the Noi de Behuda learns that when Tosfos and Shas says that Goyim are not commanded on Shituf, that does not mean Goyim are allowed to believe in Shituf. That means they're allowed to swear in Shituf. That for a goy to swear in the name of a god that has a partner, that is not a isser. But to believe in that the creator of the world is a shutuf, has a Shituf, that is Avodah Zarah. And that seems to be how we paskin, not like this Aruch HaNer. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva that we paskin that Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says that Goyim are not Mitzuvah on Shituf. He learns like the Noi de Behuda that it just means they're allowed to swear in the name of Shituf, but they're not allowed to believe in it. Okay, so that's just one little Nakuda on Daf Mem Zayin. And this week's schedule, again, sorry to switch, I just have a Simcha Tuesday night. It's going to be Sunday night and Monday night. Tonight and Monday night, 9:15, we begin Daf Mem Ches. So Baruch Hashem, we had what to say on the last three blot, and hope to see everybody later. I'm sorry, I missed somebody's question here. Oh, my volume was off? Oh, sorry. How long is my volume off for? The whole shiur? What, really? Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.